Welcome back to this special 4th of July edition of Colorado's Morning News. I'm Stephen Tubbs. Hope you have a nice 4th of July planned and are already getting a head start on it. It may be kind of a, well, I sound like your mother type story, but the importance of sunscreen here in Colorado cannot be overemphasized. We are at a higher risk of getting sunburns, and unfortunately, so many people will be diagnosed with melanomas this year alone. My dermatologist is Dr. Richard Asarch. He's with the Asarch Center for Dermatology. Happy pre-4th of July to you, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Stephen.
How serious is melanoma and the cases every day? Somebody today, multiple people will be diagnosed.
Every 7 minutes. Over the years I've been in practice, the incidence that we're seeing melanoma is dramatically increased. And unfortunately, we almost don't go by with a week going by without seeing someone with melanoma. And one of the ideas is, well, I have really olive skin, or I have really dark skin, and so I really don't have to worry about this, and that's not the case. We see melanomas on everybody, all skin types. Doing something to protect your skin from the sun is essential. We don't want to see you for that.
Some of the statistics you've provided, according to the American Cancer Society, you know, this is not an old man or old woman's thing where, well, eventually it's going to happen to you if you've enjoyed the sun. It is the most common cause of cancer in 25 to 29-year-olds. That's amazing.
It is amazing. Adding the problem to that is that's also the age group that often goes to the tanning salons. We're doing our best to try and at least educate people, since it appears we're not able to stop tanning salons from being in existence. But at least people, especially in that age group, need to understand what a harmful effect that this is going to have on their skin and the production of melanomas and skin cancers.
I know you like a brand called Elta MD when it comes to the sunscreens because of a couple of different ways in which it protects. But are you able to say, as people are planning, you know, this weekend's activities, and we had you on earlier in the week talking about, you know, how important it is to reapply and so forth, any sunscreen better than none at all, no matter the brand?
I like them to have both what you call physical and chemical blockers. The physical blockers are the ones that are either zinc or titanium, and the way that they work is they reflect the sun away from your skin before it's even absorbed. The chemical blockers that are these longer words that you're going to see in the active ingredients on the back of the label, these are put on your skin and they help absorb the energy so that it doesn't get transmitted and cause its harmful effects. I like Elta-MD because it has both of those. It has a variety of different ways that you can find it in a lotion, creams, sprays, whatever, and some for sports, some are tinted. And it contains an SPF that's usually at least an SPF of 30, and so it fills all the prerequisites I like for people to be using all the time.
I get checked a lot, and the one thing that I think is important, if you're thinking about having a skin check as common as going to the dentist twice a year for a cleaning, is when I saw you from the moment I walked into your office to the time I left, it literally, and I had to fill out new patient paperwork, it was less than 20 minutes. Yeah. You'd not only examined me, you had to remove a couple of things. So my point is, this is not like you got to set aside half your day.
If you go to someone who's trained in examining your skin and looking for lesions which are unusual that stand out, I think the exam could be done in a very short period of time, except for perhaps the couple of lesions you had to have removed. It's usually painless. Other than getting a lecture about perhaps you could use your sunscreen a little more often. But it's something simple to do, and it's life-saving. I mean, you know, when we talk about the incidence of melanoma being so high, especially in Colorado, if you find a lesion that's suspicious and it's removed before it's actually become a melanoma, it's essentially cured. If you find it, and unfortunately it happens to be a melanoma, again, if you find it when it's very, very early and very thin, essentially it's curable. But if you don't find it, and if it progresses and becomes thicker or deeper into the skin, then the statistics change, and we're not talking about the same thing. So we like to be in a position of curing it and getting rid of it so we all don't have to worry about what's coming next.
Dr. Richard Asarch is the founder of the Asarch Center for Dermatology, joining us on this special edition of Colorado's Morning News, the day before the 4th of July. Can you just share with me what goes on? I mean, of all the things, when we hear the C word, cancer, this is the one that is the easiest to prevent. How do you feel when you see, say, patient X, Y, or Z, and you find out 6 months later that he or she unfortunately has cancer that's maybe spread from the melanoma and it's metastasized, you just have to feel helpless and horrible.
Yeah, it seems that, well, that's why we're doing what we're doing now, is to try and make it a situation so that doesn't happen. We like to think we're immortal. We certainly are when we're teenagers or in college, but that's not the case. And if you know of something that can actually cause mortality or death, then our job is to make certain that you understand that enough that you can prevent it. And that's what we're trying to do, is to educate people so that they understand this is a preventable problem. If you take just simple steps, I mean, we're not talking about doing a lot. We're talking about protecting your skin. Then I think you can prevent a lot of this from happening.
Thousands of families right now as we speak are getting ready to go out for this long holiday weekend. And how about the indirect exposure? I think of always the half sunburned guy, Richard Dreyfuss in Close Encounters, when he looks out and, you know, looks up and gets sunburned by the aliens. Well, it's not going to happen. Nobody's going to get sunburned by aliens. But how about half the body? Dad or mom's arm hanging out of the car or wherever they're sitting. Maybe they're under an umbrella, but only half of the umbrella's shading them. You can get that indirect exposure as well.
Oh, without question. I usually have a lot of fun when someone comes in the office and all of a sudden, they have all the sun damage on the right side of their face. So I usually ask them if they work for the post office driving the mail car or if they grew up in Australia and drove on the wrong side of the street. So it's without question. And for those of us who grew up at a time before there was air conditioning, we have a lot more risks. But the people now think, well, the windows are up, so everything's fine. But when you're talking about indirect exposure, even though the sun burning rays don't pass through the window glass, the UVB, the longer one, the UVA does go through, and it does cause damage, and it does cause skin cancer and skin aging. So even though your air conditioning's on, it's nice and cool in the car, and the sun's coming through the window, if you do that every day, you're going on a really long trip, you're driving to work every day, day after day, it's important that you don't forget that sunscreen still needs to be applied.
And it sounds cliche, but it could save a life.
Without question.
One in five Americans will develop some form of skin cancer in their lifetime, and every year, nearly 5 million people are treated for skin cancer. I hope you have a happy 4th of July, Dr. Richard A. Sarch. Thanks for the time, and we appreciate it, and best of luck.
My pleasure. Happy 4th.
Thank you. From the A. Sarch Center for Dermatology, Dr. Richard A. Sarch. We'll be back with more of this special edition of Colorado's Morning News the day before the 4th of July on 850 KOA. Stay with us.